This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so listen, let's see. The most valuable company on the planet picks this week to go toe-to-toe with the federal government. Donald Trump on the campaign trail in South Carolina this very afternoon calls for a boycott of Apple. So what do you think? Is that where we start? Yes. Yes, it is. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Sadiq Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so Lynette, you get to go first. Talk to me for a second about Apple and CEO Tim Cook and the downside risk of him drawing this line in the sand.
Privacy is religion in Silicon Valley. Yeah. And so I think that this is something that is, you know, it's just beyond any kind of reason that we could give for, I mean, ISIS is the big bad. Like,
right,
what's worse
right.
than ISIS? I can't think of anything else on the planet. On the other hand, we're not exactly sure what this guy's connection was to ISIS. Maybe he wasn't even that close to them. On the other hand, maybe that's the best reason to dig into this thing. It's just, what we're dealing with are Silicon Valley values.
Right.
Coming head-to-head with the American government, and we'll see who wins.
All right, Sadiq, pick that up for a minute and talk to me about the business proposition that Tim Cook and Apple have made now for a couple of years, that encryption and privacy are their calling card, and by gosh, they're going to keep to it.
Well, they are going to keep to it because they're responding to their customers. That's what people want. And Apple wants to stand for more than just being another company that's selling a piece of electronic gadgetry. That half of Americans have iPhones. Half. It's an incredible number for a product that didn't exist a decade ago. And the entire business is predicated on the idea that people will have enough trust and excitement in the product that they're willing to upgrade year after year to a more expensive device. So Apple knows, Tim Cook knows, that people are behind him. And for a company that's larger and more powerful than most governments, it's going to stand on principle for its customers in this case. And it might lose, but at least it's standing on principle.
Well, Sadiq, let me actually stay with you and ask you what, Congress is going to come back at some point. Yes, this is going to be a weird year because of the election. But are we looking now at legislative solutions for this one that Congress is going to get involved because it is such a very big deal?
Congress is certainly going to debate it, whether Congress will actually come to some kind of determination. We all know the state of Congress. We thankfully haven't had to talk about it for a while. But when Congress comes together, at least it is a democratically elected
right.
body of the people making a decision like that. And it will be after a debate that Apple has now thrust out into
upon
the open.
Us. Yeah. All right. So, Lynette, we're going to change gears here. I want to talk macroeconomic stuff, CPI, core inflation. I know it gets no better than this. There's inflation in this economy now, 2.3% year over year, which is more than what the Fed is targeting. What does that mean, do you suppose?
That means that maybe, just maybe, our economy is growing without the help of, the Fed keeping mm-hmm. interest rates low. Maybe, just maybe, we can keep this thing going along without it's like with we can ride a bike without training wheels, essentially, is what we're saying with the economy. And now maybe the Fed. I mean, I think that there are a lot of macro things going on in the world. It's trying to slow down pain in emerging market economies that will still make the Fed pause before they want to raise interest rates. But this is definitely a good sign. And of course, we're still waiting for wage growth.
Right.
But this inflation thing is good. It's thank you. What we were worried about was deflation. So
right, exactly. Which we were having that conversation 6 months ago. Sadiq, let me actually get you to the global thing. There was a little bit of yin and yang today, right? Or the past couple of weeks. Lots of capital outflows from China, right? Lots of money leaving China. And late this afternoon, news of a deal between Britain and the EU to keep Britain in the European Union. So there's some stability there. Help me make sense of that one.
Well, there's so much uncertainty about the economy, the major economies in China, in the EU. Then there's the political uncertainty on top of it. And that's what's really causing some of the tension in the EU right now. Obviously, it's causing some tension in the U.S. as well. If it were to provide at least some stability, you can get back to talking about the economic issues, which are considerable and very difficult to deal with, but it's not going to actually resolve them. One reason we've gone through these waves of up and down in a very odd fashion over the last few weeks is that people are just gripped by the fear that everything's going to go down at the same time. We're going to go down this long slide, and maybe, just maybe, this was the week where people have taken a deep breath and said, okay, things aren't necessarily going to go down the tubes right now. Let's
maybe
take
tomorrow.
It one step at a
time.
Hey,
now, come on. I was going to end us on an up note. Deep ready at the Wall Street Journal.
I mean,
yes, no.
Why would we do that? It's Friday.
No, Lynette Lopez, Business Insider. We got to go. Bye, you guys.
Bye, Kai.
Bye, Kai.